is Decoding the Crime Verse.
911, what's your emergency?
What's up? Welcome to Decoding the Crime Verse. I am Nalty Lee.
And I'm Danny.
And this week, we are doing a food show.
Yeah, we changed it up a little bit, you know.
We're going to talk about food.
We can't tell you why.
Killing the spinach and the cabbage.
Yeah.
So this week, we are going to be speaking about food to die for.
It's actually quite a different show.
It is a different show.
And what we're going to be talking about is, so for those who do not know, is that in certain countries, I think South Africa doesn't have it, but in like places like America and things like that, there is this thing called the death penalty or capital punishment. And that means for certain crimes, you can be then sentenced to death, as you've probably seen in like movies and TV shows and stuff like
that. It's not a lie, it's real.
Yes. So, but basically, in real life, when you, the day before your execution, you are then given the opportunity to request anything you want as your last meal alive, basically. So we're going to take a look and explore this a bit.
Yes.
And we're going to start with the top 10 strangest. Now, I mean, some of these are hella strange.
Yeah.
Like, I was reading them and I was like, these people are cooked in the head. Cooked. I'm sorry, guys.
Like the tomato that you killed yesterday and put in your pot. They did.
I like tomato.
I also like tomato.
Can I actually tell you, it was quite funny. This is so random. But the one time we got impromptu speeches and my one friend got plants have feelings too. And then she did this whole speech about why you shouldn't be vegan because the plants also have feelings.
No, but that's true. I've thought about that. I'm like, the plants were living too.
It was hysterical. She started the speech off about how she heard this crying and then she looked down and her broccoli was crying. It was the best speech I've ever heard.
Did any of the vegans get offended?
Let's not talk about that. There was only one vegan and yes, she got offended.
Oh, okay.
So, do you want to do the first person?
Yeah, so the first person was she was known as the first woman serial killer. And she was a serial killer and a prostitute. So she'd kill the people that would come and
hire her.
There we go. I was about to say buy a song. Aileen Carol Warnos was executed by lethal injection on the 9th of October 2002 for the murder of 7 men in Florida. Well, she would say that it was...
Quick question. This is going to sound really bad, but if you had to choose an execution method, which one would you choose?
The electric chairs freaks me out because that's like...
Yeah, no. I think it's electric chair shooting... Well, firing squad, hanging, and then lethal injection.
I wouldn't do hanging. I'd do lethal injection.
Just go quietly into the night.
Yeah.
Don't need this pain first.
She said that she was killing them as self-defense, but I don't believe her.
Not at all.
So she declined having a special
last meal. Why would you decline?
I don't know if I'd be able to eat.
But she asked for a cup of coffee, a black coffee.
Yeah, black coffee. That's all.
That's all.
One cup of coffee. Crazy woman.
And no sugar, Nolene. Take notes. Okay.
No. This lady died. And she asked for coffee.
Nolene drinks.
This is why I don't drink coffee.
No. She
People that are about to die ask for coffee.
Nolene drinks 7 sugars in her tea. There's a problem there.
Excuse me. I've reduced that to 5.
So, Ted Bundy was executed by electric chair on January 24th, 1989, after confessing to the murder of 30 women. Okay, the infamous serial killer declined a last meal, so they just offered him a traditional English breakfast, which included like eggs, hash browns, coffee, but he didn't eat any of it.
Yeah, like how do you stomach food?
I do think it's how do you actually stomach food?
You know you're about to die. Imagine they've chosen for you and they're like electric chair. Or hanging. At that point, I'm freaking out. I'm like, please don't. I'm so sorry. I didn't want to kill them. They were just coming up.
Okay.
So, Velma Barfield was a serial killer, later dubbed the Death Row Granny.
Yes.
This woman makes me laugh. She was executed by lethal injection in 1984. Since the reinstatement of the capital punishment 7 years prior, Barfield asked for a bag of cheese doodles and a can of cola in place of a former.
I feel like the cheese doodles are probably like knickknacks.
Aren't they like cheese puffs? Oh, they like knickknacks.
Knickknacks. I love knickknacks. I haven't had knickknacks.
Why would you ask for knickknacks and coke?
I love knickknacks. It's my mom's favorite thing is knickknacks.
I like knickknacks, but knickknacks and coke for your last meal.
Yeah, that's a shame.
That's sorry, bro.
Okay. Timothy McVeigh was put to death by lethal injection in Indiana on June in 2001 after he killed 168 people in a bombing. So he was not a great guy. The mass murderer requested 2 pints of Ben and Jerry's mint chocolate chip ice cream. Ben and Jerry's slaps, can I just tell you, as his final meal. And he ate in a windowless foot cell the night before he was executed.
So if you were like Ben or Jerry, like, would you be happy that this man like requested your mint? Like, would you be angry or like,
I don't think Ben and Jerry are still alive, but...
But if you were them... And a serial killer requested your food as they lost me. I don't know if I'd be offended or if I'd be happy. I don't know. I don't think I'd be happy.
I don't know how to feel.
I don't want my name associated with that.
Especially the guy who bombed. But who's the next person?
The next person was convicted for the murder of Dr. Edwards Bartels. And his name is Victor Vergeer. Vergeer.
Fancy.
That one. and he was executed by hanging, which is probably the worst for me.
I also think it's the worst.
On March the 15th, 1963 in Iowa.
This guy was interesting. Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah. And he chose a single olive.
One olive.
With a pit for his last meal. And reportedly saying that he hoped that the tree would symbolize peace and would sprout from his grave. So what he did was he ate the olive.
And put it in his jacket pocket.
And then put the seed in his jacket pocket.
So that he hoped that when he was buried, the tree would... That's quite cute, I won't lie.
No, that's crazy. What if you're still alive in your grave and then... This thing starts growing and it's like heavy.
How would you be alive?
I don't know.
Anyway, then we have Lawrence Russell Brewer, who was a convicted killer and white supremacist who wanted to take advantage of the opportunity he was given with his last meal. And he was executed by lethal injection in 2019. He decided to indulge in his last feast with two fried chicken steaks with gravy and onion, a triple bacon and cheeseburger, a cheese omelet with ground beef, tomatoes, onions, and bell peppers, three fajitas, a meat pizza, a bowl of fried okra, whatever that is, a pound of barbecue meat, and half a loaf of white bread, peanut butter fudge with fresh peanuts, and a pint of Bluebell ice cream with 3 root beers, and then he didn't eat any of us, and he was like, screw you, basically, to the police department.
And what happened after this was offering last meals for the people prison.
Blame him.
Sis Lawrence.
You rude.
That is disgusting. You are rude. No, but then wouldn't the cops be happy because they could eat?
I would have eaten it.
I mean, who's going to eat it?
I would have.
Me too.
Next.
Ron Lee Gardner was a convicted felon who was sentenced to death after killing a man after an attempt to flee the courthouse. He was executed by a firing squad. Okay, I don't know which one's worse.
I think the hanging, because you struggle.
But a firing squad, just like...
Yeah, but you dead instantly. That hanging, you can still...
Oh, yeah, you're right. Mm. No, but pain. And this is what he requested. He requested lobster tail, apple pie, and vanilla ice cream, and had a 7-Up. Oh, I love 7-Up. But he had another request to watch the Lord of the Rings trilogy, which was 11 hours long, while he ate, and he was allowed to do that. That's
I think I'd also
brilliant.
Request a movie.
But then I'd get more food, so I'm eating throughout the 11 hours.
Harry Potter marathon, 100%. That's my go-to.
No.
Well, shame on you. Next is Philip Workman, was sentenced to death after killing a policeman following a robbery. He was executed in 2007 by lethal injection. He requested one large vegetarian pizza to be given to a random homeless person. The request was denied and he ate nothing. But the day of his execution, homeless shelters in Tennessee received large amounts of vegetarian pizzas from all over the country.
Why would they say no to that? Because they were going to give him the pizza anyway.
I don't know. People are weird.
And why did he choose to give them vegetarian?
Probably like something with the rules.
Yeah. Ricky Ray Richter, was sentenced to death after multiple homicides. He was executed by lethal injection in 1992. He asked for a steak, fried chicken, cherry Kool-Aid, and a slice of pecan pie. Ew.
Pecan pie is so good if you get a good one.
The strange part comes at the end of his meal. So. Richter, I eat food. Mm. Left the pecan pie, telling his guards he's saving it for later. I don't know what that.
I think it was kind of like a joke, like a, I'm saving it for later.
Like I'll see you
because he's gonna die.
I'm gonna come and haunt you.
And then our last person, which I think is the weirdest, is James Edward Smith, who was a tarot card dealer and who was sentenced to death by lethal injection in 1990 after committing a murder. He asked for a lump of soil.
Right.
So some say he wanted to eat the soil, but others believed he planned to perform a voodoo ritual, as the soil that was asked for was specifically... Do you want to try to pronounce that?
Raikunda.
Yep. Which is apparently associated with witchcraft and... His request was denied and he was given a cup of yogurt.
How would they give the poor man yogurt? He's about to die.
He asked for soil.
What if he was going to disappear? Like he puts the soil there and then... Okay, yeah, no, I wouldn't give him soil either.
Okay.
People eat sand though.
Why?
I don't know.
Is there not perfectly good food in the shops? So now we have... We got a whole bunch of people's opinions on what they
would eat.
Would eat.
As their last meal.
As their last meal.
And you're going to hear their voices.
Yes. And then we're going to do some commenting and judge their choices. Because that's what we love to do.
Judge them very critically and harshly.
So the first person we have up is Jemima. If you don't know, she's from The Love Show.
Yeah.
You're on Active FM. And let's see what she has to say.
I would order me some good length shank with potatoes and lots of gravy. And like, what else would I order? Some like really good, and a salad on the side, a Caesar salad with lots and lots of feta cheese. Yes.
I do like feta cheese.
I like lamb.
I also like lamb.
Yeah.
My brother doesn't eat lamb and I don't understand why.
No, lamb is a food. I love lamb. Lamb is a food. It's too small for a last meal.
I mean, it's okay. It's like, let's rate them out of 5 cheeseburgers. What would you rate this? So like 1 being ugh, to 5 being the best.
I'd rate that 3 cheeseburgers.
I also rated 3 cheeseburgers. Okay, next up we have Kayla.
My final meal would be a triple mozzarella cheese pizza. Done.
If you don't know who that is the producer of Active FM.
I mean, I'm one for pizza, but they're just mozzarella pizza. I mean, you get so many exciting pizzas.
I don't like
there.
Pizza. For me, it's like the last thing I'll order on the menu.
How are we friends?
Okay. I rate that 1 cheeseburger.
I'll give it a 2. Next we have...
Kelvin Malinga, and this is what he says. He's from the Kiddie Show on Active FM, so here we go.
Scorpo. Yeah, that's my last meal. I would ask for a scorpo, nice chilies. Yeah, you know that sauce. That's scorpo sauce. And that's what I would actually ask for.
If you are not in South Africa and you do not know what he has just said, he's asked for scorpo, which is a cow's head.
Oh, 0 cheeseburgers.
Zero.
Negative 5
cheeseburgers.
I can't. I'm sorry. People all have their opinions, but that just makes my skin crawl.
But your last meal being a cow's head. That says, please. I'd rather die.
Yeah, die hungry, obviously. And next we have John.
This is my last meal. I'd request gummy bears and scrambled eggs. Those are like the 2 things, and if I have to have them together, then I have to. But like, I want both of them before I die, you know. Preferably with cream. Yeah, then I can die.
Gummy bears and
separately
scrambled
or together?
Eggs. He said he'd eat them obviously separately, but then it would come together at the same time. So he'd eat it together because it's the last meal.
Could you imagine your gummy bears?
But like scrambled eggs and gummy bears is my last meal.
I do the gummy bears, but
gummy bears,
I'm not a fan
yes.
of eggs.
Ooh, I like eggs, but like
I don't like eggs.
I think he should draw a circle.
I don't like breakfast.
He needs to draw a circle.
John, draw a circle and come show us.
Yeah, because... Yeah. This one is from Kelvin Dambuza. If you don't know, he's the housemaster on Active FM. He's also on the sports show. Let's hear what he has to say.
I would order McDonald's, KFC, Steers, Wumpy. You know, I would have all of them there, you know, because I don't see any reason why I wouldn't finish it. Because it's my death. I'm about to die, basically.
No, I suppose, but like, can't go wrong with if you got like your favorite thing from each place.
He did say, though, that he doesn't know if he'd eat it because he knows he's about to die, but like, he'd order.
I'd eat because I always eat, but that's beside the point.
Not if you know you're about to die.
I just wouldn't think about it.
This next one is from a guy called Shadrach.
Well, pop. Pop and chicken.
Very simple, but I'm going to give it a one he cheeseburger because it's very simple.
Pop and chicken. I'd give it a three cheeseburgers, but it is very simple. I'd give it three. I like chicken.
Okay, I'll give it two. Also like I also give it three.
Yeah.
Because I do like chicken.
I really like chicken.
I do like chicken.
And they'd have to prepare really well.
Yeah, it needs to be good chicken. It can't be nonsense chicken. It's got to be like, yeah, good.
Good chicken.
Okay, the next one is from David.
If I had to choose a meal for my last meal, I would want turn and tender ribs, and I would want spicy chicken nuggets. Hashtag McDonald's. Thank you very much.
Guys, those spicy chicken nuggets are like, if I don't have them once a week, the week is a very bad week. I'm just saying.
I don't really like ribs anymore.
Depends on where you get the ribs from, because there are some sketchy ones. But then there's some really nice ones. But turn and tender ones slap.
Yeah, but it ribs.
I'll give it, just because of the chicken nuggets, I'm going to give it a five cheeseburgers.
I'm going to. David is Danielle's brother, by the way.
Yeah, he's my brother. Hello, David.
Hi, David. Please don't kill me. I'll give it three cheeseburgers because I don't like ribs.
Yeah. Our family has ribs every Sunday when we don't have Sunday lunch.
I'm sorry, guys.
Right. The next person is from Bella.
If I had to choose my last meal before I died, I would have some tea and a scone with strawberry jam and cream.
Now, a scone with strawberry jam and cream is heaven.
With tea.
Yes, I agree. Five cheeseburgers. Bella is a friend from school. One of my friends from school.
I like Bella because what she's just said now is partly somewhere in my meal. You'll understand when I describe my meal. So I'm going to give her, because it's small and it's my last meal, I'll give her four cheeseburgers. I really like tea and I like jam and I like butter and I like scones.
Do that one, and it's Kenny's one. But don't play the whole thing. Just play. Yeah.
So the next person is Kenny, who is also an active FM DJ. He's on the tech show. And this is what he says he would eat.
For a last meal, I think I'd go for some rice, peas, wors, steak, chicken, so basically mostly meat with rice and peas, like different types of meat with rice and peas, you know.
So that is what Kenny would eat.
I mean, the chicken, I don't eat rice though, so can't agree with that.
Love rice.
But peas and gravy is really good, but I'll give it a two because it's pretty basic.
Because of all of that
and
meat,
I don't like the rice.
Ooh, I don't like boerewors.
Don't you?
Can I say that? No.
Oh, you can say that.
So I don't particularly like red meat. I like the chicken. I like peas.
I love peas and gravy. Oh.
Rice, okay. So I would give him three cheeseburgers.
I'll give him two. And lastly, we have my cousin Matthew.
I'd probably have the most expensive ice cream with gold leaf for my last.
So gold leaf is actually made out of gold. So he's going expensive.
Yeah.
For that, I'll give you four because you are making them climb mountains to get you your gold leaf. Do you think they have
a
budget?
Like ice cream.
Do you think they have a budget?
Have you seen the stuff people have ordered?
Yeah, but like gold leaf, eh? Like, I don't know how much it costs.
This person's about to die. You're about to kill them. What budget? Budget for who?
How much does gold leaf cost? I'm intrigued. Amazon. We got it. Amazon. Even you can buy it on Amazon, guys. Did that mean it had to be shipped? I want my $10 for a little thing like this. 100 runs for a square that's not even the size of my palm.
How tasty is this gold leaf? I don't care much.
I don't even think it has a taste. I think it's decoration.
Ice cream only. I'll give him three because I like ice cream.
Right, now, Nolene and I have each prepared our last meal. And we're going to tell each other. And then we'll each rate each other's meals.
You have to rate mine 5 cheeseburgers because I'm right here in the studio with you. And when the lights go off and someone disappears, I won't know what happens.
She thinks she can kill me. She's funny. She's funny. She's joking. She knows she wouldn't get me.
For Danielle's family, that was a joke. I won't kill her.
You can try. Just say.
Do you want to tell them your last meal?
You can go first.
My last meal is terrible. It's all over the place. Okay, so I would order a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know which of it I'd eat, but I just want to look at it at least before I die.
Listen, can I tell you, Nolene is one of the fussiest eaters. We went to the nicest restaurant, Olives and Plates, and she complains about toasted cheese. How do you find something wrong with the toasted cheese?
There was too much cheese on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what a psychopath looks like.
No, it is just like cheese.
You can never have too much cheese.
That was too much cheese.
Guys, send help.
I don't really particularly like cheese.
Get out.
It's not my thing.
Leave. I'm going to run the show by myself from now on. But anyway, continue.
Okay, so speaking of cheese, I would have...
Say she doesn't like cheese is going to speak about cheese. Carry on.
Yeah, I would have creamy pasta with chicken in it and bacon, and then with cheese on the top, obviously. Ooh. And then I would have chicken with roast potatoes. Roast potatoes.
Yes. I can get behind that.
They can even be, oh my goodness. And then broccoli, cauliflower.
Do you know cauliflower is actually poisonous to humans and has been genetically modified so we can eat it?
Yeah, and thank goodness for the people that genetically modified.
Why are we eating stuff that's poisonous?
Delicious.
Gross, but anyway,
it's delicious.
Carry on with your meal.
That would be on that side of the table, and then on this side of the table, I'd ask for bread, butter, and tea.
I don't know how you eat that.
Delicious.
I don't eat bread or butter, so I don't understand.
Love it.
The obsession.
And then that would basically be some of my meals, and then I would get a whole bunch of sweets. I would get ice cream. I would get...
So basically just order everything that's on the menu.
Not really. I didn't get meat. Meat is not on my plate. Just chicken.
Okay.
And then I would get a whole bunch of sweets. So like jelly sweets. So like jelly teddies. I would get jelly tots. I would get just like a whole lot of sweets, and then I'd have a lot of cool drink because I love cool drink.
Okay, I'm gonna rate it 4 just because of the cauliflower.
I love it.
Can't get behind that.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
Can't do it. Okay. Right. So mine is a little bit more structured. It's got its courses. It's a 5-course meal. So we start with the appetizers. It has to be sushi, but it has to be not more than 5 pieces. We don't want to fill ourselves up too quickly. But it has to be from the fire room because then they can light it on fire and make it look really special and really cool.
You're about to die.
So I want a show. Okay? Sue me. That's fine. Sue me. I'm going to die. I can't pay you anyway. It's fine. So we start with a little platter of sushi as an appetizer. Then we get to our first course, which is our starter. And we will have nachos, but they need to be decent nachos because sometimes people can do sketchy stuff. So do it right. With chicken, preferably. The ones from Rocco. Guys, can I tell you, Rocco Mama used to make the best nachos with chicken and they took it off the menu. And I'm heartbroken. But anyway, that is course number 2. Course number 3 is my main course, and it must be spaghetti bolognese because that is my favorite meal on the entire planet. But it has to be my gran's recipe.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Nana.
Shout out
make
to you,
Nana. The best spaghetti bolognese.
I've never had it.
That is a shame. For dessert, it is peppermint crisp tart because, oh my word, I could eat that into oblivion. And I will then end off with a nice cup of tea and Zoo biscuits.
I'm so sorry. The half of it, the stuff I don't eat. I don't like spaghetti bolognese. I hate it. I don't like nachos. Hate it. I don't.
Guys, when there's only one presenter next week, this is why we know.
Peppermint crisp is okay.
Okay.
Tea with Zoo biscuits.
Have you never had Zoo biscuits?
I've never had.
Guys, my dogs ate my Zoo biscuits this morning. I'm so sad.
The tea part of your meal is good, though.
The whole packet of Zoo biscuits. That was so sad.
They love you.
They ate my biscuits. So what are you rating it? Careful.
The only thing I like on your menu is tea. I would rate yours a...
She was about to say a one. Her lips.
One cheeseburger.
Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to the funeral of Noreen. No shame. I suppose everyone has their taste. Yeah. I feel like that's why... I mean, the dirt was a little weird and the olive. But yeah. The olive had a meaning.
What if he was going to eat the dirt? Why didn't they give him and see what he was going to do?
No,
that's disgusting.
But I mean, there were some interesting ones.
Yeah, they were interesting. I think I like the olive one.
I didn't know you could choose your last meal until I watched an episode of Prison Break and the guy asked for blueberry pancakes. And then I was like, what is he doing? And then it explained. And I was like, oh, okay. That's how I found out about it.
Yeah. Blueberry pancakes.
Don't like blueberries.
Me too. Mm-mm. Thank goodness you don't like something as well. Because I feel like the whole show I've been like, I don't like that, I don't like that.
I don't
eat olives.
I have a list of things I do not like.
Do you eat olives?
Yeah. I have a list of things I don't like. But for example, if you had to cook me a meal and it had that something in, I wouldn't be rude and refuse to eat it. I would force my own suffering down and eat your food you've prepared because I feel it's very rude to refuse food. The only thing I can't is a banana.
I can't with garlic, okay?
Bananas belong in hell, I'm saying.
No, they don't. They are disgusting. Delicious.
I can't even do the smell of a banana. If you open a banana in the same room, I will throw up.
That's peanut butter, garlic.
I hate peanut butter. You and I are on very different pages.
Yeah,
of food.
With food. Except chicken.
That's
an upside.
And tea. I do like tea.
Yeah, and tea.
Oh, tea. Good cup of tea is.
But that's all.
That's all. But from now until next time,
no mourners,
no funerals.
Active FM. Radio has never been better. Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gap and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.